Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Severe storms ripped across Spain Saturday, leaving down trees, darkness, and destruction behind. The winds are also responsible for several deaths across the country. Four boys were killed and nine others were hurt when hurricane-force winds blew down the roof at a sports complex outside Barcelona. Spanish media say six other people were killed in wind-related accidents in the country. President Barack Obama used his first weekly radio address since taking office to urge quick action on his economic stimulus plan. Obama says his plan would not only save taxpayers more than $2 billion, but would create the jobs and incomes needed to jumpstart the economy.
It's a plan that will save or create 3 to 4 million jobs over the next few years, and one that recognizes both the paradox and the promise of this moment. The fact that there are millions of Americans trying to find work, even as, all around the country, there's so much work to be done. That's why this is not just a short-term program to boost employment.
Republicans, though, not so sure about this plan. They're concerned about the $825 billion price tag. House Minority Leader John Boehner says the Democratic-backed plan is full of pork barrel spending that will not provide the economic relief Americans need right now.
Their plan also provides government-funded paychecks disguised as tax cuts for those who don't pay income taxes. All told, the plan would spend a whopping $275,000 in taxpayer dollars for every new job it aims to create, saddling each and every household with $6,700 in additional debt paid for by our children and grandchildren.
The president, meanwhile, hopes to have the stimulus bill on his desk by February 16th. The attorney for embattled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says he's had enough and he will not defend Blagojevich. Blagojevich is facing federal corruption charges, as you know. No exact reason was given for Ed Jensen's withdrawal. Last week, Jensen said he would not take part in Blagojevich's upcoming Senate impeachment trial. That starts Monday. College basketball is mourning the loss of one of its greatest coaches. North Carolina State women's coach Kay Yao died Saturday of complications from breast cancer. Yao was initially diagnosed with cancer back in 1987. She is one of only six women coaches to win 700 games. Her teams won four ACC titles and appeared in one Final Four back in 1998. Yao also led the 1988 women's Olympic team to a gold medal. Kay Yao was 66 years old. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.